Hello, and welcome to a SearchDataManagement.com podcast. I'm Craig Stedman, the site editor for SearchDataManagement.com, and I'll be speaking today with consultant Rick Sherman about tips and techniques for improving the performance of data warehousing and business intelligence systems. Rick is the founder of Athena IT Solutions, a firm that provides data warehousing and BI consulting and training services. He has more than 20 years of experience in IT. In addition to his consulting work, he writes the Data Doghouse blog, speaks frequently at industry events, and contributes to a variety of IT publications, including SearchDataManagement.com and our sister site, SearchBusinessAnalytics.com. Welcome to the virtual podcast studio, Rick.
Thanks, Greg, and I look forward to talking about this interesting topic.
Well, great. Let's get started with the questions then. So what are some of the common performance bottlenecks that can slow down data warehousing and BI systems?
All right. I'd sort of break these up into sort of two areas. The first would be the data loading, getting the data into the warehouse, into the data marts. People often have trouble with getting the data, integrating the data, cleansing the data into the warehouse in a timely manner. Usually there's a small window of opportunity for them to pull data from their source systems, and they struggle with getting that data in there. The second area, which kind of surprises me, but I encounter it more and more times, is actually loading the data marts and cubes, the OLAP cubes that people use. So sort of getting the data in, getting it ready to be used. Now, that sort of frustrates the IT folks. On the front end, the customer-facing aspects, the business intelligence part of the data warehousing equation, the frustrations that business users have, first off, they often get frustrated with just starting up reports. They get on the web, they click on the report, and sometimes it takes quite a while for that report first to get refreshed. Second off, they love, business people love the dashboards, they see the graphics, they click on it and to get more detailed data. And then it takes an inordinate amount of time in order to get the detail and drill down and really try to discover what's going on. And a third area that is very common is that deeper analysis, when people are looking at multiple dimensions, they're looking at products, geographies, other different metrics of the business, and they're trying to do inline analysis, they get very frustrated because it takes them a very long time to sort of get the results of those reports. So those are sort of the common areas that people encounter with performance bottlenecks.
Is performance becoming a bigger issue as organizations look to expand their deployments of BI tools to more users and as more companies embrace concepts such as operational BI and real-time BI?
Yeah, the answer is absolutely a yes. We have, as we move beyond just power users who are maybe willing to accept the performance, as we get more and more business users, they definitely want to get faster speeds. They're used to their BlackBerries, their iPads, their iPods, whatever. They're used to fast performance, and they don't understand why, after so much money spent on the BI and data warehouse system, they can't get instant analysis reports on their desks. The issue that comes in here isn't necessarily that there's more users. You can sort of solve that problem with hardware, memory, etc., expanding sort of the footprint, the infrastructure. It's that the analysis becomes more and more varied, more and more metrics, and deeper analytics. So your sort of analytics and reporting platform and use expands, not just from a sheer numbers, but the depth and breadth of what people are looking at. The other thing is that this problem, both large firms and small firms encounter it, because it's not necessarily a question of the number of rows in a particular set of tables. It's a question of how many dimensions and how much and how extensive the analytics is. And a small to medium-sized business and a large firm can have very complex analysis. So this isn't just a top Fortune 100 problem. It's a problem across. The other one that you mentioned is the fact that people are used to getting real-time information all the time. People are also trying to tap into their operational systems in order to do BI analysis. That definitely leads to performance issues. One, it impacts the source systems, the operational systems themselves. But also, and that's a question of how do you balance the issue of getting the information access as well as being able to keep the transaction processing, et cetera, going on in the background. The other thing that causes an issue isn't necessarily performance, but it's how do you make the data consistent between the operational and real-time queries and sort of your data warehouse and BI. That's a little bit beyond the performance. But certainly, performance is getting to be a bigger and bigger issue as the depth and breadth of the data and the number of users expands.
Well, can you give our listeners some advice on what they can do upfront when they're building data warehousing and BI systems to avoid performance problems later on?
All right. Well, this is an area that we spend a lot of time in helping clients on. I sort of break it up in a few different areas. First is to establish a data and information architecture and stage data and set it up for specific purposes. There's sort of three areas that the data, when it moves from source systems to information consumption, happens. First is integrating the data. Set up a warehouse for data integration to load, to cleanse the data, to conform the data. Just have it set up for integration and loading. Tune it for that. Don't let anybody go and do reporting off of it. Second one is to set up a distribution database so that setting up the data so that it can then be spread out to different data marts, cubes, or other downstream applications. And the third is to set up, and this is going to be a theme, I think, here for performance, is to set up database or databases or data or applications for specific types of analytics. That leads me to my second point, is that BI firms offer a suite of BI tools, a portfolio of BI tools, not just one tool. There's reporting tools, there's online analytical processing tools, data visualization tools, hooking up to Excel, there's dashboards, et cetera, scorecards, et cetera. What you need to do is realize it isn't one size fits all. And this is a common mistake I see. This is one of the reasons why business users get frustrating with opening up a report and it taking so long, or analysis taking so long when there's a lot of different options that they have. It's because people design the cubes or design the databases to answer every question that somebody in an enterprise might want to answer. And that really bogs down any kind of reporting or analytics. So what you need to do is separate out the types of software and the types of analysis somebody's going to do, and then also split up the data and the metrics and dimensions they're going to do into various pockets, that sort of a divide and conquer strategy. So it's not so much the tools, but the matching the user with the kind of analysis they want with the kind of data they want. The one thing that they encounter when we talk about this with IT folks is that they start seeing the sort of proliferation of data out there. Now, I'm not talking about independent silos of data. What we're really talking about is sort of a managed or controlled distribution of the data. So you get the data in a data warehouse, it goes into a distribution, a database, and then it goes out and it derives various data marts, all coming from the same set of data, the data warehouse, but tailored for both the tool and the data that somebody's going to use. So you want to set it up in smaller pockets, and then the tools work much more effectively. So that's sort of the biggest advice. It's not as much the tool as it is the data, and the design of the data needs to be set up to match the tool and the type of analysis that the business user is going to use.
All right. Now let's say I have an existing data warehousing and BI system and performance has become an issue. What sort of things can I do to improve it? For example, are there new types of tools on the market that may be able to speed up, say, data loading or query processing performance in a data warehouse?
Yep, absolutely. Now, of course, once you have an established data warehouse and BI architecture, it's always tougher to retrofit things. But this is, again, a case where you probably want to split into, is it a data loading and data integration issue, or is it indeed an analytics and reporting query processing side? The data loading side, the best thing is to make sure that the warehouse or what you're loading is geared just toward the loading. Tune it for that purpose. Certainly, you can pick up hardware and memory and disk and do other stopgap tuning measures. But I think in the back end, a lot of it has to do with loading. The good news for folks is that there's the premier data integration tools out there, but there's many ETL or data integration tools that can load the data very effectively. There's some old companies, old styles of doing some file, using files and enhancing performance, sorting data before it goes into the warehouse. So there's some different file utilities that are used by ETL tools now to help speed the data in the background. There's also more extensive use of people sort of on the BI side talk about using in-memory analytics and tools like that. Well, those kind of capabilities are now built into many of the ETL tools. If your ETL tool has that, take advantage of caching and in-memory integration capabilities. That is a huge performance boost. So not so much going out and getting new tools in the back end, but better utilizing the tool. Or if you're picking tools, look for things like in-memory and caching and other techniques to load things. So that's sort of the back end. On the front end, again, for query performance, there's a number of new technologies or newer technologies out there that we can get into. But I'd say first, as I mentioned in the last question, divide and conquer, split up the data. That's much easier to do than reorganizing what you're trying to do. It's easy once you get a data mart to then subdivide it, and that's often what we tell people. We don't have to redesign the data mart. Let's start taking it and actually derive submarts or cubes out of that, and then let's try to tune those, and that works fairly effectively.
All right. Well, what about technologies such as in-database analytics, in-memory analytics, data virtualization, and BI and data warehouse appliances? Can they boost the performance of BI applications, and are they ready for widespread use from a maturity standpoint?
All right. Let's sort of take each of those individually. Just collectively, I'll say that they all will boost performance if used correctly, but let's get into each one. In-memory analytics, and this is sort of the theme that happens throughout the data warehousing and BI history, which is you get a number of smaller firms bring out newer technologies sort of standalone, and then eventually either those companies grow up to be bigger, or that type of technology then gets embedded across the board in most people's tools. And that's sort of the case now within memory analytics. It's certainly in prime time. Most of the large vendors and even some of the open source vendors now have incorporated various aspects of in-memory analytics in their tools with 64-bit architectures, with the amount of memory that is available on servers and on notebooks nowadays. This is a very effective strategy in order to improve throughput. When I was back in the database company a number of years ago, the trick was always not to write things to disk, to keep things into memory, and that still is true today. So in-memory analytics is absolutely ready. It is prime time, and I think it'll be very pervasive as the various large vendors incorporate those capabilities, which they already are, into their products. In database analytics, columnar database is one of the variations that certainly is something that can boost performance. It's really designed toward, as opposed to data loading, which the relational database works out extremely well. The in-database analytics is really geared toward, okay, we know the usage patterns and how data is going to be analyzed and joined together. So let's structure the database in order to be able to handle that. Similar to the way some of the multidimensional OLAP databases were created 10 or 15 years ago to boost performance. This is sort of those OLAP cubes only on steroids. Now, the issue that you have, they are certainly ready for prime time. There's certainly some great examples of some large companies taking effective use of that. The only caution I'd use on that is that the in-database analytics is sort of facing an entrenched relational bias. IT groups have been using relational databases both in the back-end operational systems and on data warehouses for a long time. Their DBAs and their expertise rest with relational databases. And it's tough to sort of fight that entrenched mentality. So though these tools are ready for prime time, they're meeting a resistance. Data virtualization is another technology, especially with real-time analytics and with operational BI, offers some pretty good advantages. In this particular case, rather than moving data to a warehouse into a persistent database and then doing queries, in real time it does data integration and provides you the data. There's certainly some limitations with the amount of data that you can do, how many systems you can touch, but in call center applications or areas where you're trying to get data about a specific customer or about a specific order, small sets of data, it's extremely effective at getting, or disparate systems that you can't load the data into a data warehouse or haven't gotten to. It works out very well. It's a good complement to a data warehouse. It's a good way to bridge the gap if you don't have data in your data warehouse. But too often, these vendors pitch it as an alternative to data warehouse instead of just a complement to data warehouse. I think that's been changing a little bit. There's certainly some great technologies out there. It used to be called EII, or Enterprise Integration, Enterprise Information Integration, or Data Federation. So it certainly is ready. There's some limitations as to how to use it, but it's very effective when you're trying to get specific information, for example, about customers. And another area certainly is in BI and data warehouse appliances, with software vendors buying hardware vendors, with BI appliance companies being bought out by the high-tech titans. There's a much more tuning of hardware and software specifically for either back-end data loading or for front-end BI deep analytics. And these tools are definitely prime time. They're definitely going to get more and more pervasive in the marketplace.
Okay, and what are some of the steps that IT and BI managers who are feeling some performance pain should take to build a business case and win executive approval, or hopefully win executive approval, for purchases of new technologies or other performance improvement actions?
All right, and first, I think the issue gets to be how much of a pain is it as far as what the approach is. If it's in the first case, if the businesses have been struggling to get the data and to analyze the data on a timely basis, if they've been building data shadow systems or spread marks in the back end in order to be able to do the analysis. So they spend a lot of time in trying to get the data. They get a lot of time in offloading the data from the various systems because of performance into spreadsheets. Those are prime candidates where it won't take very much to get the business to sign up to provide an alternative, either other kinds of technologies, other kinds of approaches to it. We've been involved in many, many, many implementations over the last decade where business has actually driven the initiative to use these tools specifically because of these performance issues and because of the fact that they've taken so much of their time away from doing the business instead of running the business and doing these back-end activities. So that's almost a lay down. That's a pretty easy case to do it. The tougher one is the second case. That's where there's some performance issues and the business is sort of frustrated but not really willing to sort of make a big investment in it. You can talk to them about various technologies. You know, they're not going to really, data virtualization and memory analytics isn't sort of the sexy kind of thing that a business person says, yeah, I need that. In that particular case, it's almost a take-it-slow approach where what you might want to consider is setting up a pilot or a proof of concept with some key business people who definitely have a great need for this type of analytics and the performance that comes with these kind of tools. You know, I've seen many BI appliances or in-database analytics applications set up specifically for a small group of users. Once they get excited about it, and of course you need to be successful, assuming you're successful, then you can use them as evangelists to expand it out, say how much greater applicability it is for them. But in that particular case, I think you need to really show the business that these things really can work out and really save them time, and they're going to get the performance and the data and the analytic capabilities that they really want.
Well, Rick, thanks. Thanks for calling in and sharing your insight with us on this.
You're welcome. I hope that helps out some of the folks.
And thanks to our listeners for joining us. You can learn more about Rick and Athena IT Solutions at www.athena-solutions.com. Be sure to visit searchdatamanagement.com to find more podcasts, plus news and trend stories, case studies, videos, and best practices tips on data warehousing, databases, master data management, data integration, data quality, and enterprise content management. And for information about BI, data analytics, corporate performance management, and data visualization, go to searchbusinessanalytics.com. Until the next time, this is Craig Stedman signing off.